Proverbs for the day, December the 23rd, Proverbs 23 and 1 verse, verse 35. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. Now we've been through the context of this over the last couple months on the 23rd of each month. And we've talked about alcohol itself and drink. We've talked about other things. And I want to talk a little bit about addictions of the flesh. The context is clearly abuse, A-B-U-S-E. They speak of drug abuse and alcohol abuse, chemical abuse, and misuse and forbidden use. Now, the word addiction, as it's used in its modern context, is a giving over or a devoting to. Hold your place there and come to 1 Corinthians 16 for a moment. And I'd like to draw a distinction between how God's work is done and how God's people should view God's work and this thing we find in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 35. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 15. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. And he says that you submit yourselves unto such, and that everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. And he said, I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied. These saints in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, it uses the term they had addicted. And so we would go to our English dictionary and to history and find out if it means the same as it is when someone is given over as an addiction as we use it today, and it's not. In the sense in which it's used in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15, it used to be a legal term of signing oneself over for service. Okay? It was also used as a debtor to a creditor. So Paul says in Romans 1:16, he said, I am debtor. He said, I am debtor to preach the gospel. So I want to look at these two different things because there are two different ways in which the work of God ought to be viewed. It should be viewed in the right way, and other things should be viewed in the flesh way. All right, faithful, acceptable service is not an addiction. And it's not supposed to be an addiction. If you see the signs of addiction, that is, the giving over unto, the control by, of the work of God, that is not the same as being addicted, as signing yourself over to the ministry, to the saints. It's very important to notice the difference. You see, one is a craving. If I don't do it, I'm going to, you know, I don't feel good about myself, or I'm not complete, or I can't cope with life. And God never, ever intended that to be the case for a Bible-believing Christian. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12 says, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. We find in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. The work of a believer in the work of God, in and amongst believers, as described in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 15, in context, is not the same as someone is doing something out of an addiction, as in they are addicted in the modern sense of the word. And I feel like it's important for us to see the difference, and I'll tell you why. There is a brand of Christianity, and it's tied with Bible believers as such. It has moved over into Bible believers. There's a brand of Christianity that is preaching a Christianity and a Christian practice that is based on the principles of addiction of the flesh and not an addicting, as in an edict, as in a statement that we make where Paul said, I am debtor. And so it's motivated, it's driven, it's controlled by the flesh, even though it's used, uses spiritual terms. That's important for us to get hold of. And I believe if we don't get hold of it, we're going to see a lot of bad things come out of people's ministries. Now let's contrast this idea of faithful, acceptable service is not an addiction. Let's contrast it with the fleshly addicted practices. There are some things about it. It's harmful, yet it's repeated. You know, the work of God may require that you have some physical conflict, physical challenges, medically attended to issues. But in itself, the work of God is not supposed to be harmful. In our passage in Proverbs 23, this thing is harmful, and yet it is repeated. It is warned against, yet it is followed and given over to wholly. The person who is addicted, as in the context of Proverbs 23, have spells of seeing through it, and yet they return to it as a dog to its vomit. It can range from destructive even to religious. And I would say to you that this thing of the adrenaline of sports, the adrenaline of danger, the adrenaline of business, the adrenaline of big days, the adrenaline of high attendance, the oppression of your attendance on your bus route, the attendance of your big day, the attendance of the measure of your offerings, etc., 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 are fleshly addicted practices. See, faithful, acceptable service is not an addiction in the fleshly sense. It's the result of someone saying, Lord, I'm a debtor. Lord, I have signed myself over to you. I am yours. But the fleshly addiction is we give ourselves over to things. Have you noticed the big deal about trying to get people to come based upon their own? Listen, here's what they're doing now. They're designing their worship, so-called worship services, so a person can get up from in front of their TV or take the headphones off, whatever had been banging their head, and come to so-called church and feel like they haven't made any kind of big change or sacrifice. And that is what it comes out to again. You see, for Paul to go and preach, even though he got beat up or imprisoned or stoned or cast out of town, to go to do it again is not an addiction as in the flesh. Now, listen. Are there harmful things in your life that you keep repeating over and over? And as a believer, listen, they'll seem smaller than they would to other people. Other people rather would seem smaller. The further you go with God, and that is one of the purposes of doing this, that we believe we're supposed to do it, is try to help you get closer to God, walk a tighter walk, walk closer to Him so the power of God be released in your life to do His will and His work. The closer you walk with the Lord, the more disciplined your life has to be. But it also has to be that way about how you treat others. If, you know, there are a lot of people who are addicted in the fleshly sense to ministry. I know men who are addicted to study in the fleshly sense. Now, do we need to labor in the word and doctrine? Absolutely. But that counterfeits a deadly thing. And if we're not careful, we kind of are tempted to settle for, almost accept, an addiction of the flesh when it comes to the work of God. So maybe coming up on a new year, I've been emphasizing this a lot lately. In fact, we're down into just about the last week of the new year. Just about a week away from a new year. And when that new year comes in, it'd be good if you've spent some time, new calendar year, new start, say, Lord, are there any fleshly addicted practices in my life? And Lord, what about faithful, acceptable service that I need to put into my life? What about me signing on with you in the very initial sense? Lord, I need to get in. I need to sign up, put my name and my heart and my mind on the dotted line, and not be like this fleshly driven thing that we see here in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 35.